Well, Gary, my first question for you is, what's the band up to, and what are you guys currently working on?
Well, you know, we just, we're wrapping up, you know, we've been home for, like, you know, up till now, you know, for the summer, you know, we actually leave for Europe the 22nd of this month, but, you know, we just, you know, the time at home, we've been finishing up the recording of, the re-recording of Bonded by Blood that we're just about finished with, and other than that, you know, just getting ready for Europe and working on songs for the next studio album as well.
Oh, you guys were re-recording Bonded by Blood, and tell me why you guys decided to re-record that album.
You guys? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just something we wanted to do for many years, you know, but, you know, some people, you know, think you don't mess with the classics, but, you know, me personally, I'm connected close enough to the thing to where, you know, it's hard for me to listen to it without thinking about how much I could do so much, you know, better with, you know, production-wise and stuff. And, you know, and it's also a chance to show how relevant these songs still are in this day and age, you know, and, the recording is just completely vicious and, you know, it captures all the aggression and energy of the original, and it's come out really good.
Well, I remember when you guys recorded that live album in 97, and all those Bonded by Blood songs sounded really awesome, and the sound was a lot better.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, just, you know, it's the difference of, between the live album and the first one, you know, is a decade plus and actually knowing what you're doing in the studio, whereas, you know, on Bonded, we were just a bunch of, you know, drunken kids going in, you know, and then that Bonded, you know, in no way are we trying to replace it, you know, it's a classic. We're just trying to, like, you know, update it and bring it into, you know, the next generation, you know, and now, you know, we're able to, like, you know, to capture the things we want on the recording.
It's between producing a record now as opposed to, say, 20 years ago.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like even on every album we've done, you know, it's like I'm always there, you know, start to finish, so, you know, I have a hand in it, you know, and, you know, pretty much from the inception. But, you know, the big difference is, you know, the technology. You know, you're able to record at a higher quality for a lot less money, you know, nowadays than in the days of, you know, multiple 24-track tape machines, and, you know, and they just weren't very cost-effective, you know, and, you know, in the digital realm, you know, you can put your whole album on, you know, on a hard drive, and you buy a second one for a backup, and, you know, the two of them combined cost less than one reel of 2-inch tape, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what's the title of the next album going to be?
Well, you know, it's part two of the Atrocity Exhibition, Exhibit B. It's right now we're just working on the songs, and you know, we already have four of them recorded, you know, that we did at the consecutively when we did the last album, and so hopefully around the first of the year we're going to get back in and complete work on this part two.
You know, at the very end of the Atrocity Exhibition, Exhibit A, there's like a weird track at the end. It sounds like you guys are singing like the hillbilly version of Bonded by Blood, and what's with that?
At the end?
Yeah, at the very end.
Yeah, the Bonded by Banjo, yeah.
Why did you guys decide to do something like that?
Tom and I have been singing that thing for years, just goofing around, you know? It's like, and it just, and we've been doing it for 20 years, just joking on that, because the lyrics fit perfectly into a country song. You know, if you sing them with a little hillbilly twang, it's just, and so we've just joked around with it forever, and we just started jamming on it in the studio, and we said, we now have a hidden track, so.
Now, are these Atrocity Exhibition albums, are these concept albums?
No, it's not like, you know, a full-on concept album. It's not Exodus's, you know, personal 2112 or anything like that. You know, there are themes and you know, there will be some, like, things musically also that kind of tie the records together. But, you know, they both stand completely on their own, you know.
Say would be one of the strangest things that has ever happened to you on tour.
Oh, you know, there's 20 million of them, you know. It's like, you know, whether it be just some of the, you know, violence at the shows, and I mean, you know, I think we're one of the few bands, you know, in the world that can actually lay claim to having a guy break his neck at a show, you know, so, you know, it's everything from that to, you know, we've been, got, you know, I've been in a fist fight on an airplane with a passenger, like that, you know. You know, heavy metal's too well-behaved nowadays, it needs more bad behavior.
The Bay Area scene that you guys came out of, was a great scene. A lot of great bands came out of that. And what was it like coming out of that music scene?
Well, you know, when we first started, you know, it was us. You know, we were the only ones here in the Bay Area playing this kind of stuff. And then Metallica came up from L.A., and, you know, it's kind of like a kindred spirit kind of thing. You know, two bands, you know, who had never heard of each other, and all of a sudden we're playing a show together, and we realized that we're all into the same things, you know, and, you know, that was way back. And then from there, you know, from the two of us, you know, in the Bay Area spawned, you know, all, you know, this entire Bay Area thrash scene, you know, with, you know, Testament and Death Angel and Forbidden Violence and stuff like that.
You have a deal, an endorsement deal with Rico Guitars, and can somebody order a Gary Holt signature model?
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here in my music room right now, I'm looking right at my latest one here. Candy Apple Red with Black Bevels. It's super sweet.
So, like, if someone's a guitar player and wants to buy that specific guitar, can they go, like, online and...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can order it and... pretty much whatever color your heart desires. But my actual signature model comes in the pre-selected colors. Like, you know, there's a deluxe that has, like, you know, a quilt top, and it's trans red or trans green, and it's, like, super beautiful. And now, like, the latest standard comes in candy apple red with black bevels, or black with candy apple red bevels. So.
You found Rob Dukes to replace Zetro, and where did you find this guy?
He was my guitar tech on the Megadeth tour that we did. You know, it was one of those weird things, the right place, right time, you know, for both of us, because, you know, the guitar tech I had on that tour was not getting the job done, and so we had to send him home and find a replacement. We happened to be in Hollywood, and you know, a friend of mine, you know, named Jeff Hickey, who I've known for, you know, 20 years damn near, he also had to be a friend of Rob's, you know, and so we had this one friend between the two of us, and he recommended Rob as a replacement tech, and so we hired him, and, you know, had we, you know, looked for another tech at any other city, we would never have found Rob, because, you know, Jeff was a stagehand that day, and so he was there to point us in that direction. Otherwise, we would have probably found somebody else and never met, you know.
Now, you found Lee Altus, and... You know, I know he's been a musician in that area for quite a long time. How did you get him into the band?
Well, Lee's been one of my, you know, closest friends for, you know, over 20 years, and, you know, he's one of my favorite guitar players, and it's one of those things where we always, you know, wanted to have that opportunity to work together and play together, you know, and when Rick, you know, decided he didn't want to do this anymore, you know, there was never anybody else even called, you know. I just picked up the phone and called Lee and said, you join the band right now. Don't say no. You just get down here and do some solos because we're in the studio. It was like literally that fast.
What was his response when he said that to him?
He said, yeah, sure. You should have called 20 years ago.